This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 12th, 2014. Paul Perillo joining me, Andy Hart here for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. And fortunately, we're not going to have the extensive press release reading that Paul Perillo went through
that was
last
stuff.
Week.
That was good stuff.
Although it is entertaining that the only release we do have to read for this week has the name that we
that Paul Perillo could not say.
September 9th, the New England Patriots signed defensive end Cameron Henderson to the practice squad and released quarterback
Bethel Thompson something.
His first name is McLeod.
Yeah, there you go.
Bethel Thompson.
I was right.
Practice squad.
I got it right this time.
Although, Paul, he still has a jersey hanging in his locker here at Gillette Stadium, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. Henderson, 24, originally entered the NFL as a rookie free agent with the Falcons, 6'4", 270-pounder. So he joins that mix of Zach Moore types, even though he's not on the roster, he's on the practice squad. Still another undersized defensive end, not a old-school Richard Seymour end, which I think is just
3-4
notable.
End.
Yeah, which is just notable in this era of 4-3, 3-4, what are they suited for? That's all I'm going to say about that. Injury report, Paul Perillo. Biggest name on it this week is not Tom Brady. Not listed all week on the injury report after being questionable last Friday. Did play, just not all that well in Miami coming off the calf injury. Jamie Collins was not on the injury report on Wednesday. Limited on Thursday, Paul, and did not practice today, Friday. Listed as questionable for the trip
Breaking
to Minnesota.
News.
Concerning?
Well, yeah, because I would say on paper it looks like he injured himself Thursday in practice. Wasn't able to get through the remainder of practice
on
Thursday, and then didn't practice on Friday. So, yeah, I think that's a question mark. And you want to start talking about some of the areas of the roster that are a little bit thinner than others, I would say linebacker is one of them. So whether they play a 3-4 or 4-3, we talk a lot about these different fronts. I don't think they have a lot of linebackers to choose from.
And interestingly, if they were to go, we saw them get pushed around in the 3-4 against Sean Marino and the Dolphins. The immediate reaction, everybody wants you to go back 4-3 so you can put Ninkovich and Jones at end with a couple big guys in the middle. But if you do that, the linebackers would be Hightower, Mayo.
And Collins.
And so. Collins, but Darius Fleming might be next in line. What do you do there? Would just be interesting to see if this is a factor in the decision. Although you also talk about it happening maybe on a Thursday, Friday, if you were going to the 4-3-3, that was probably decided Tuesday, Wednesday. Just interesting how it might affect things. And
what would you do if that was the case? If it were 4-3 and they decided to change things up a little bit, what would you do if Collins couldn't go?
If they had planned on going back to the 4-3, right. I would stick with it. I would do what I do.
But who would you play?
Fleming.
So I would play Ninkovich.
So who are you playing at end?
I would plug in someone else. Easley, maybe.
Yeah, I'd like to see what Fleming can do. I'm intrigued by him. I would like to see what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is worth talking about because of, you know, what we just said about how thin they are at linebacker. They really only have four traditional linebackers, counting Darius Fleming. Now, if you played 3-4 and you counted Ninkovich and,
right.
and Chandler Jones, you get a little bit more depth that way. But again, we don't really think that they're as physically suited to play that style that they tried to play in the opener. So it will be something to keep an eye on Sunday.
I'll run down the rest of the injury report, and we have an actual similar situation on the offensive side of the football. Michael Buchanan, defensive line ankle, limited all week, questionable. Did not make the trip last week. Chris Jones, ankle, limited all week, questionable. Did not make the trip last week. Those guys are in sort of the same spot they were a week ago. Silver Salinga, hand, limited all week, questionable. He did play in Miami wearing a big cast that he didn't like. He actually said he noticed it, couldn't grab onto things, and it was a hindrance to him. Ryan Wendell, knee, limited with an injury he suffered against the Dolphins. He is questionable. Rob Gronkowski, knee, limited participation, probable. He said he's ready for a bigger role this week. But I want to circle back around to Wendell. Sort of a similar situation. We saw him rotate last week. They started with Conley at center, but Wendell came in. Conley bumped over to guard. Devy started at guard, rotated out. If Wendell can't go, What do you do, Paul Perreault? Is that your starting lineup with Devy at right guard?
I would go with Conley at center, and I would put Klein at right guard. But
are you inclined to do that?
Clearly, they like Devy better, or at least their opening thoughts were to put Devy in first because they had Klein inactive.
Correct.
And he's not on the injury report, and he's not dealing with anything that we know of physically. So they might think differently than I would. But just judging off last year, I thought Klein did a nice job filling in for the one game that he played in Baltimore. I would give Josh Klein the opportunity.
The other option is a guy that didn't travel last week, was inactive, Brian Stork, the rookie center. No apparent injury with him. He's coming off an injury in the preseason that limited some of his practice and game time. He could be an option. Some people believe he is the ascending talent, and at some point he'll be the center. When is that point? Is it week two? That would seem to be pretty quick. But he's an option sort of in that mix along the interior.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see him play. I'm anxious to see him play because of, you know, his resume at Florida State and whatnot. You know, fourth round pick, it's pretty high level for a center.
You want to see if he can deliver.
So I want to see if he can deliver. Exactly right. But I agree with you. I think that week two might be asking a little bit much of a guy who missed about a month's worth of activity during the summer.
A couple notes on the Vikings practice report and injury report from this week. The 1-0 Vikings, we should be sure to point out, under Matt Cassel and Mike Zimmer, their first work together. Xavier Rhodes, rookie corner, groin injury, did not participate on Wednesday, was limited later in the week. He's questionable. Sharif Floyd, the big defensive tackle, did not participate on Wednesday. Thursday, was limited on Friday. He is questionable. And Adrian Peterson missed Thursday, not injury related, but he is going to play, and if Paul's trying to distract me by flailing and pointing at the TV, that's an issue we'll deal with on PFW in Progress next week. But the Patriots, relatively healthy aside from the Jamie Collins situation in week two in the preseason, regular season, looking to avoid an 0-2 start for the first time since the Drew Bledsoe era here in New England. And be interesting to see if some of the guys last week inactive, Paul, such as Aaron Dobson, break into the lineup this week.
Yeah, and you talked to him, and you got the impression that he's sort of hopeful. So
yeah, hopeful and trying to make sure he's conditioned and ready to get out there.
Yeah, and we're hoping to see him because I do think they need another complement on the outside. And clearly the guys that were put in that role last week weren't able to deliver.
If you want to hear Paul say McLeod Bethel Thompson, tune in again next Friday for a Patriots.com roster report podcast. Because given the fact that there's a red number 8 jersey still hanging in his locker, I think he might not have gone too far, and you never know when he'll be back. But we will be back a week from today. Until then, enjoy Patriots kickoff Sunday 1 in Minnesota on the campus of the University of Minnesota.
Unless Paul, you happen to be in Minnesota, then it's Sunday noon.
That's true. If we're going to start giving out every single time zone for these games, it could take a while.
But, of course, you get it all started right here on Patriots.com radio with the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social at
10:45. Unless you're in Minnesota.
Unless you're in Minnesota.
It's 9:45. Sorry, this has been a debacle of a close. Peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.